So that's what I've been up to.
Wait, was the last time? Did I get to talk about my shower nut on here?
No.
When I hit myself in the face?
You hit your face. Wait, you hit yourself in the chin with a nut.
No, no, no. Somebody dear to me.
Were you auto-flating yourself, dude?
So we were FaceTiming. Yeah. I could have sworn I brought
this
up.
You were in the shower jerking off?
She was in the shower. We were FaceTiming. She brought her phone into the shower.
Oh, okay.
And got nuts in there.
And you were laying.
I was just.
You were laying on your back with your feet up on the wall?
Yeah. I was in New York, dude. It was a long-distance nut. And this is. Whatever. Fuck it. Yeah. So we were FaceTiming. Yeah. She's young, so you and her are the only people I ever FaceTime that enjoy it. So we're FaceTiming, and then
love FaceTiming.
I was like just waking up, and she was getting in the shower. She was like, "I'm gonna get in the shower."
Yeah.
She was like, "Maybe I'll bring my phone in there." I was like, "Ooh, all right." So I'm supposed to jerk off like right now. So I started doing it. I didn't ask; just went straight for the FaceTime.
You went straight in there.
It seemed like the right thing to do.
You shouldn't ask, dude. You
shouldn't ask in that moment. Plus, I wasn't, like, showing my dick. It was just my fat face.
I mean, if someone's telling you they're getting naked in the shower, I think that's kind of saying, like, hey, if you'd like to jerk off right about now.
That's exactly what I thought.
Totally.
So then, like, midway through, she starts getting a little freaky in there also.
She knew you were jerking off.
And yeah, I was like, you know I'm jerking off, right? Like, like, this isn't weird, right? She was like, yeah, I mean, I can see the fucking camera shaking. So it's just my fat face and the FaceTime shaking back and forth of me, like, smiling.
That would be funny if they were, like, when you upload to YouTube, it's like, would you like to stabilize this video?
So then, you know, things go well.
Yeah.
And I'm laying on my back. Yeah. And when I fucking nut, it, like, came, it nipped
you
my
shot
chin.
Yourself. You shot
hit
a real
myself
one.
In the chin.
Damn.
On FaceTime.
She saw your
like,
fucking.
She just saw my face, and I was like,
did she see your glazed chin?
No, I turned the camera away, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And she was like, what?
Came
was
on
like
my
nothing.
Face. She was like, I came on my face.
Fucking hit my face, you bitch. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just nutted so hard, I fucking gave myself a facial, babe. That was so hot. Normally, it just drips out and falls straight onto my pubes. This time, I hit myself in the fucking mouth.
The worst is, like, I've done those before.
Ew,
where I'm
sorry,
kinda...
sorry to my friends and family
that's
that just listen to that.
That's so funny. Usually it just comes out a little bit, and I got to squeeze my dick to get it all. Usually half of it stays inside of me, and I go about my day.
And if I don't take a piss, I get a real hard boner later. Oh, fuck.
My dick's like a hot glue gun. I've done it before where, like, if you that becomes like ingrained in your habit, then like sometimes it'd be like I didn't even feel like jerking off, so I'm just sitting there like, come on, I'm not fucking I'm like, yeah, all right, I'm gonna come to it's just like,
wait, you mean FaceTiming?
When you FaceTime,
oh yeah,
off.
It's hard to do that. I think it's a lot harder. It's way harder than just watching porn.
I'm like, let me get this out of me. Let
yeah,
me
like I was
out.
Like, come on, dude,
yeah,
fucking
exactly.
Get it. She was in there getting nuts.
Yeah, dude.
She had a fucking handheld shower
way
thing.
More,
I was like,
way more hotter.
So much hotter than
dude,
just
yeah.
my fat face.
Like, oh fuck, hold on.
Yeah, I literally like turned the camera. I was like, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ,
dude. I watched. 5 years. Shane owes me $15 million, dude.
I bet with interest.
I might Birdman you.
What do you mean?
You're a little wheezy, dude. I'm going to fucking tie you up with some kind of crazy contract.
You could have a sick...
Then I'm
going to
tell
everyone,
the world that we're bisexual. You know, Birdman did that. He like told everyone, like, yeah, me and Lil Wayne were gay for a while. Whatever.
You could... Spudman would be a sick partner.
Oh, dude.
Spudman would be nice. Billy would be fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Billy's so fucking funny.
Billy's funny.
How old is Billy?
25, I think.
He's 25?
26, maybe.
God damn.
Youngster.
This guy's like bullying me online. He like intimidates me. Dude, he like bullies me. I'm like, all right,
he's
man.
He's up at 4:30 in the morning.
He was on the Reddit. He was the one dropping fucking hard crumbs on the dossier.
Someone dropped it like hard as fuck.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really don't. But at first I was like, don't.
Yeah.
I don't need to. And then he was like.
That's all he needs to hear.
Yeah.
It's just like, wait, what?
I messaged him and I was like, yeah, it is funny, but stop.
Yeah.
And then he was like,
no.
Instantly just like, you're a piece. Like he just went at me and I was like, all right, fuck.
What the fuck?
And then I was like, all right, well, we're going to post pictures of each other's girlfriends and shit.
Yeah, let's do it.
we can do that. And then he was like, fucking do it, dude. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna.
I don't want to do this.
He instantly was like, fucking do it, pussy. And I was like, what are you doing, dude? I don't want to fuck with you. I was like, I'm busy.
I don't want to fight
some guy in Philly for no reason.
And that's such a funny fight of just taking pictures. This is your girlfriend. And it's like, fuck. Here's your girl. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know.
I'll remember to post that vid.
Which vid?
That vid might, fuck, that fucking lady, dude, with the vibrators on, dude.
Oh, yeah. Post the vid. Yeah, the Reddit. Yeah, I was at a wedding this weekend. It was,
how was it?
It was magical.
Was it good?
It was so magical.
So, it's nice being at a wedding, well, obviously, being at a wedding and not being married, but it's tight being a guest, especially when you just meet a girl.
Yeah, when I brought
when it's fresh. When you, yeah. Yeah, it's tight.
Brought a new bitch to the wedding.
That's always nice.
Showed off my new bitch, released it on Instagram, said, exactly. Behold the bitch.
Exactly.
Now I'm done with the baby girl shit.
Yeah.
Now that we're starting to get close enough that now I don't like her anymore.
Yeah. You're starting to push her away. That's a sick move.
No, I'm gay for it. But yeah, the wedding was pretty nice.
Yeah.
I got fucked up. My dad got fucked up. That was funny. That's always my dad fun. Got fucking shit faced. He took shots last night. Dude, geezers do not do well with shots.
Not at all.
My sister Katie showed her ass. She got fucked
Did
up.
Did she really?
Not literally, but you know.
No, I know that.
She showed her ass.
Did she really?
Yeah. And my family does the same thing. Like, if we all try to point fingers at everyone else for being the most drunk,
yeah.
Which is really funny because everybody gets blacked out. Yeah, yeah. And then, like, right when we all saw each other in the lobby, it was like, damn, how are you feeling?
Oh,
it's like, I'm good. How the fuck are you? I'm fine.
I'm fine, man. I'm not even drunk.
Like, I thought you would be real bad. Are you okay? My sister was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, yeah, you're probably drunk. You're probably still drunk because you were shit-faced.
That's the most Irish shit ever, dude. That's so fucking funny.
That's how we all handle feeling bad.
It's like you look at
someone else and be like, you got it worse than me right now.
You're pretty relaxed, aren't you? Pretty juiced up. It's like, oh, I had a couple.
No, yeah, why don't you slow down? You had a couple drinks.
Oh, my God.
People get so mad. Yeah, the girl I brought, though. BBG, dude.
Had a fun time.
Yeah, it was nice.
Tearing up the dance floor.
BBG was dancing. She's a good dancer.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, fucking twerk for my dad right now. She's out there fucking twerking that fucking fat old ass, dude. Well,
that's also like, dude, that's a, I mean, that's a girl coming into like a foreign family. That's, you want to talk about fucking war, dude. You're a foreign chick and you have to hit the scene of the family. You instantly have to dominate and just try to fucking.
She did great. I was thinking like, because I would have been nervous as fuck. And I think I think it's very different for men than women when it comes to visiting the family.
Definitely.
Because like men, you got to show up and be like, I'm a very caring, professional man. I have shit in order. Like a girl can just show up and be like, I'm fun.
Yep.
Everyone's like, that's great. You're happy. Don't talk back.
No, it's also like.
And also they respect talking back. She started running her yap a little bit. And everyone was like, nice, fuck Shane.
That's true. Shane's a fucking idiot. Yeah. Anytime I introduce like a girl to my uncles, they're like, what are you doing with this fucking loser? Yeah, this fucking dork.
That's what I told her. I was like, as soon as we get there, first off, everyone's going to get drunk on Friday, and then everyone will start making fun of me.
Yeah, it's like, this is the best you can do?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like, what the fuck are you doing with this guy?
Yeah, man. What I'm talking about is not necessarily your date or anyone's dates, but there's like, when there's a new chick on the scene, the girls who are already embedded into this family kind of get like,
yeah, and then they
get kind of like,
yeah, baby ladies, dude, especially the baby girl coming through.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. So at a wedding, it's kind of like, they'll get into this thing of like, who's not part of the, like, you're not even part of this family. And
yeah.
It's like, dude, I'm telling you that it's like a whole other thing.
There it is.
Whole other thing.
I wonder if dudes, if I would do that, I wouldn't do that. I don't think I would give a fuck.
No. You're just like, who's this guy? And it's like, oh, that's my cousin.
Every time
boyfriend.
My sister is bringing home a boyfriend, I'm always like, this guy's great.
Yeah. What's up, dude? There was one guy we didn't really like. There was one dude that came through and dating my sister.
I liked all of them, even if they were complete fucking dildos.
Well, my sister was in high school, and he was like 4 years old. He was a little old. Little bit old, dude. And
I was always
kind of like.
You have younger sisters.
Yeah.
I have two older sisters by like 7 years.
You got two sister bullies, dude.
So I would get new brothers. I'd get new big brothers.
Yes. You guys are awesome. You guys are so cool. Please don't leave my sister, dude.
You're my best friend now. But yeah, it was good. It was fun. We were supposed to go. I was going to take baby girl to the, it's so ridiculous. My dad walked in and she was sitting on the couch. He just walked in and he was like, baby girl. It was really funny, yeah. But,
did your dad listen to the cast?
No, but he knows.
He knows the spiel?
That Katie does. Okay, so she, everybody was, yeah. I was getting made fun of for that as well. Which I was like, that's the fucking joke.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh, they thought you were being like,
I know it's corny to call her baby girl.
What's up, baby girl?
Yeah.
Oh, they were like, God.
Does he actually call you that? What a fucking loser. I was like, I'm not a loser, Mom. But we were supposed to go to the dirt track on Friday at Williams Grove. Nice. The Speedway by my house.
What's the fucking, what is that? It's not, what's that called? Just
sprint cars, I think?
Yeah.
I think.
Nice.
The ones with like they look, cage, the little tiny ones with the roof.
Go-karts.
Yeah.
White trash Formula One, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it is. The night before we were supposed to go, a dude died. He fucking took his white trash go-kart into the wall, and they shut down the race for the weekend.
What?
Yeah, which would have been sick to have brought her to our first race. Witness and watch a guy death? Fucking die. And just me be like, yeah, welcome to where I live.
Holy
it's
fuck,
it's life
dude.
And death out here every day.
It's life and death on the dirt track.
Some
dude
named Bud drove into the wall and died.
He died?
Yeah.
The memorial service for that has to be absolutely hilarious.
It has to be the littest shit in the world, dude. Just dudes love it. They would love America. I mean, somehow America would get involved.
I mean, if you want to get memorialized and airbrushed, dude, drive a go-kart into a wall in front of 400 people, dude. You fucking, you go down in history, dude.
Damn, people would be chugging Budweiser pounders.
Can
to you
get me some gear?
Yeah, that's his what I was gear? The most excited
You're
about.
You're trying to get memorial gear?
Not his memorial gear. I was trying to get fucking sick gear.
Oh, sick dirt
just
track
like
gear.
Sprint cars with that guy's name would be hilarious now that he fucking died like an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. It was even that was
that
nice.
Would have been tight to see him die.
No, that's what I was saying. Dude, bringing a fucking girlfriend.
So
what
do you have to explain to her? Like, the guy died.
Yeah, I was like, we can't go.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
My uncle died in a fucking go-kart.
Every Gillis has died in a go-kart. And we're too big. We sit in there like Donkey Kong. None of us fit in the sprint cars.
You're like Bowser.
So then we went downtown Harrisburg, dude.
Ooh.
Friday night.
Anyone get pepper spray?
Nuts. I think we got out of there. She might have got fucking. She was shit faced.
What?
She baby girl got fucking hammered.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
that's all you can do. If you're in a strange new world, dude, it's just kind of like, well, I'm gonna get hammered
fuck
and see
it.
How
I'm
this works
out.
Out. Yeah.
See what happens.
I'm telling you, that's like a really viable strategy. Like when I go into things where I'm like, I'm kind of uncomfortable, I don't know anyone here. I'm like, I'm gonna be sober, just be normal here, and I'm just like. Oh, God. And I'm sitting there like, oh, I don't know when to talk and when not to talk.
Being sober at a new group of people's party is...
I end up somehow by myself, like 5 feet from everyone, just kind of like...
Always.
And you're in a loud bar, everyone's drinking, you're just like, how do you, what's how's work going? You're like, what? And you're like, nothing, I'll just chill here,
fuck
dude.
It.
You're like,
Is the kitchen closed? Kitchen's closed, isn't it? All right.
I'll be on my phone, like,
water.
On my phone, like, 1, 2, 3, oh, it's been 2 minutes, get off your phone, and I'll look around, like, man, back on my phone. It's not weird. A lot of people are on their phone out in public, it's not a big deal.
Every single time I've gone to somebody else's outing sober, that's me.
I leave feeling negatively.
Every time. And if you're with a lady, which chances you are, mm-hmm. otherwise you wouldn't fucking be there.
Yeah.
They hate you.
Hate you, dude.
They fucking hate you.
They're like, what's wrong? What is that?
What are you mad about? These are my friends. It's like, I'm fucking trying.
Yeah.
Or your friends suck.
My whole thing is like, I'm cool. I'm just, can I just stand here? Like, why do I have to talk to people? And she's like, yeah, you have to talk to people at a social event. I'm like, all right, well, I just like to listen to people talk. I don't feel like talking to anyone.
You like talking.
Not to strangers, dude.
What do you think you're doing right now?
Not talking to a stranger, dude.
Talking to a stranger, dude. Yeah, true.
Podcasting?
Everybody that listens to this is familiar, dude.
Oh, for sure.
This
is family, dude.
Chat family,
this
dude.
Is family.
What can we even talk about? Family's all we got.
It's all we got, dude.
That's the only song I played the entire weekend.
Damn, dude. Paul Walker fucking died in a go-kart.
Paul Walker took a go-kart to a tree, dude.
I wonder if Paul Walker and Bud right now clasping it up like, yo, brother.
We fucking did it.
We lived our lives a quarter mile at a time in different ways.
I think Bud lived a fucking sick ass life. I think that was his
He
name.
Was definitely dude, fast.
You
and
ever
furious.
Been to those?
How old was he? I gotta know this.
I don't know. I gotta look it up.
40.
We'll look it up.
What if he was like 46?
Then that's the sickest death possible. If you're above 40 and you die at a dirt track, congratulations.
I mean, honestly, dude, if I hit 46 and I was driving go karts, nothing against it. I wouldn't give a fuck if I died or not. You know what I mean? Like I'm saying that now in my Honda Civic. Just like every now and again, I'll be driving and someone will cut me off and it's just kind of like, yeah,
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'll push us both into the river, dude. I'll fucking die right now. Like, I don't give a fuck.
You're willing to fucking die for it.
I'm willing to die for road rage, dude.
I love it.
Not even for road rage, just kind of like, yeah, dude, you want to fucking play games? Like, want to see who can play the worst yeah. games right now, dude?
I got road rage in front of baby girl a couple times. Yeah. Like, we were talking, and I was like, I'm a nice guy. Like, I'm not, like...
Yeah.
Like, everybody thinks I'm, like, homophobic or racist, like, because we were talking about comedy. I was like, I guarantee this next guy's fucking Indian, dude. Fucking guarantee it. Indians love driving Honda Odysseys. They fucking love it. Drove up. It's like a white dude. I'm like, close. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She got to witness... It's crazy. I haven't, what? You know, bringing someone new around the family. And my family, they put on yeah. an act. Your family starts putting on an act a little bit. Yeah, everybody's yeah. telling stories.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
That's true. It's like, I got a little fast and loose with that, bringing, like, people around the family, dude.
Yeah.
I would just, like.
Can't bring it around the
family. I would bring girls around the family, dude. And then it was just kind of
like. Family, dude.
And then it gets to the point where, like. People get kind of, they stop taking your girlfriend seriously.
Yeah.
That's where I've run into trouble with girls. It's kind of like, what's fucked up too is I pretty much always date black chicks. And like when I got divorced.
That is family, dude.
I brought Brittany around my family. There, she was talking to my cousins and she was like, hey, I'm here with Matt. And one of them was like, yeah, we figured. And then,
oh, which cousin was that?
Dude? I forget. One of the girls.
Sounds like a fucking Haas statement. It's one of the girls. Honest. Shout out Haas.
Probably a descendant.
Shout out Haas, you fucking dickhead.
Probably a female descendant of Haas. Haas can be a motherfucker.
Yeah.
But it was a female descendant of Haas, I think. That was like, yeah.
Haas hit fucking baby girl with a hard one.
What did he say?
Remember that at Helium?
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
What fuck? What did he say? He said some fucked up shit while we were walking out. We don't need to bring it. Oh, it wasn't. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
It wasn't baby girl. It was a different chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. What up?
River?
Yeah, remix. That was before I met you, baby girl. I know you're listening with your fine ass. You fucking fat old ass, you bitch. You dirty bitch. You're such a fucking hoe.
Yeah, man.
I scold in front of her. Threw in some fucking dip in front of her. I was like, yo, this is me. This is how I live.
How's she feel about it?
She's upset.
Did you,
she's not happy about it.
You didn't do, like, a sexy, like, kiss where you put some of the skull in her mouth?
You gotta take some of that skull, baby.
Take some of the skull out of my mouth,
No,
baby.
She was like, if you seriously do that, I am fucking not touching you at all this entire time. I was like, yeah, fucking right, dude.
And you did the skull?
Yeah, I was like, fucking toss one in right in front of her.
You have to.
Come get it. Let her know I'm a fucking naughty bee, dude. If I was a pussy, I'd have been like, no,
if you put that skull away, you were done, dude. That was a defining moment. That's how I mean... Into my failed marriage, that was the roots of it. She was like, I don't like guys who smoke weed. And I used to always have half-smoked joints in my pockets. I had like a pocket tee and literally pulled out a half-smoked joint and lit it and was like, whatever, dude. Same thing.
You think that was probably what made it? She probably
That's what
loved
that
it.
Gets them, dude. When you go against them like that, when you James Dean them and you're just like, whatever, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to race. I got to go to the fucking valley.
Hit the dirt track.
We're going to race closest to the edge of the cliff. We're playing chicken,
I'm
dude.
I'm going to drive straight off the cliff in front of everyone at the party.
Did you ever see Grease and they go to the edge to stop? Yeah. Fucking me. That was my first marriage, my like thing. I remember being like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't fucking cry, dude. No one made fun of me. That's fucking awesome. I remember standing up there just being like, fuck yeah, dude, I didn't cry. I'm not a fucking
pussy.
I'm
such a bitch.
Dude.
I'll definitely cry no matter what. I cry all the time.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking pussy, dude.
Movies get me. I cry more for fictional stuff and I'll see something horrible and just be like, phew, that's fucked up.
Yeah. Or I'll see or like... Something nice.
Yeah.
Someone says or does something nice. I'm like,
yeah. If I'm like, if I'm emotionally perturbed, if I'm like all depressed and someone's like, what's the matter, dude? I'm just like,
yeah. When you try to talk it out, like if you say what's wrong with you, yeah.
Did you notice something wrong with me?
I have been a little off.
Things have been difficult.
It's been hard for me. It's just like really hard.
Oh, yeah. Good. Just
went through that. Just went through
That's
that.
So funny, man.
And then it's funny, too, because it would go on like waves of me being like, dude, I'm the fucking best. Nothing hurts me at all. And then, like, an hour later, someone would be like, are you sad? I'm like,
yeah. Dude, what's so weird about that is, like, yeah, like, you can get so bogged down in your own stuff. And everyone always says, like, you think you have it bad. You have no idea. When I would do, like, certain volunteer stuff, I would go into, like, real, like, just bombed out situations and just be like, how the fuck do I get sad about shit? But then it's like, yep, you do.
Yeah,
it's relative. Yeah, which is weird, though, to think about.
Yeah, I remember I went through some pretty horrible things, and mm-hmm. that bothered me sometimes as much as, like, knowing I didn't have, like, I forgot to do the homework.
Yeah, for sure. Cool.
Like, it would be the same level of anxiety. I don't know.
Yeah, for
the
sure.
The relativity of where you're at in your life when it comes to, like, a horrible thing happening.
Yeah, like your fucking baby dying. Like, four, like, you have all two. Right,
that one's a little different than forgetting your homework, I think.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like, you hear that and you're like, fuck, man. If dude, I get, if I have, like. Fucking
baby girl died, dude.
Oh, that would be horrible, dude.
I would have to James Dean someone. If baby girls if die, baby you girl have to died, raise someone to a cliff. That's the only way you prove your love for them.
If your girlfriend dies, yeah, I mean, that's just like, you never really hear about it that much. People's girlfriends dying. And when they do, it's just like, I don't know. There's a dark side to me that thinks people just like, when that happens, it's like you just, the fucking pity titty just unleashes upon you, dude. You just have like a little locket around your neck and you're on a date and like, who's that? And you're like, no one. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know, man. You're just like, you're being a little cynical.
You
just
bring, no, you bring, you from then on, all you have to do to get pussy from then on is bring a girl to a pond on a date and just like skip stones and just be like, I come here sometimes and I think about what? And be like, nothing, dude. Clutch a locket and be like,
you can't know.
No
one. No one can know. My former love. Yeah, that's terrible to make fun of. But.
It's like, why are we going to a date to a half-built house? And you're like, what?
I was building this for. I was building it with my own
Never
hands.
Mind. I would just run across a field.
You can't know. I can't let people in.
That's like every fucking movie.
I can't get close. The girl just be like, all right. Like, run away. Like, fuck, it didn't work. God damn it.
If it turns out you just got dumped and you're lying about your girlfriend dying, I'd be tight to get dumped and be like, what happened to your ex-girlfriend? I'd be like, oh, she died.
She drove into a wall at Williams Grove. She fucking exploded at the track.
She was a go-kart racer.
Yeah, that's...
I want to do
it. It's gotta be the worst thing in the world. Because especially if it's a girlfriend that's like new.
Oh, Jesus.
Or like
Christ.
Within the first like 2 years.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I love this person.
Yeah.
We're gonna get married. This is my, like, you know what I mean? Like, when
yeah,
you're
for
in,
sure.
Like, when you're in love.
Oh my God.
Like early in a relationship, if they fucking died,
I'd be devastated.
You'd be like,
dude.
That was my soulmate.
I'd be
for
devastated.
Because sure. You didn't stay with them long enough to fucking hate them.
For sure.
You know?
No, I hear what you're saying.
Losing a girlfriend's gotta be harder than losing a wife. Losing a wife must be like, fuck yeah.
Loser, everyone's kind of looking at you like, motherfucker.
Yeah,
you
you're
mother-
the jackpot, dude.
You motherfucker, dude. Yeah, but then again.
My fucking wife would die.
But no, if you lose
no, losing
your...
obviously losing anybody's.
No, but losing a girlfriend hurts. Losing a girlfriend hurts more than losing a wife.
I stand by that.
I mean, lose. I don't know. It's two different lives because it's like you lose your wife. Depends how old you are and you lose your wife. If you're 34 and you lose your wife and you got like a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old. Tough.
That sucks.
It's tough tomatoes.
Yeah.
You gotta like bounce on those fucking kids. If you're like 55 and your wife fucking clocks out early, it's time to fucking
party time,
pop
dude.
On the Maui gyms, dude, buy a speedboat, and you're just like, taking away again. That's just leaving Las Vegas, but Key West, dude. You're just like,
But yeah, so I said I was single. That means for all the listeners out there that me and BBG, dude. Parted ways.
Really?
R.I.P., dude.
Hey, man.
R.I.P.
It's nothing but love, dude.
Nah, nothing but love, dude.
It's nothing
BBG
but love.
Is the best.
Nothing but love,
BBG
dude.
Is the best, dude. I'm actually going over there as soon as we're done. Woo! Let's go. Let's get it.
Hey, sometimes, dude, sometimes
I'm
rivers...
I'm going over there to hug her while she goes to sleep because I love her.
Dude, sometimes rivers got to fucking divert.
Exactly.
Go through some terrain and fucking merge once again.
Exactly. You never know. We're just... I know. She's just a... young chick that lives, we live
she's
in different
a small
cities.
Town girl.
She is, dude. I'm up in the Big Apple.
Exactly.
Chasing my dreams.
Exactly, dude.
Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta shed your skin.
Yeah, you're up there. Like...
Yeah, she dumped me and I was sad. I've noticed this too, because this happened when me and Caitlin broke up. Mm-hmm. I went out and wigged out hard.
That's sick,
when
dude.
Me and Claire broke up, I went out, bought some Air Force Ones.
That's a sick defense mechanism.
Dude, I instantly wig out. If
That's
I get
awesome.
Dumped again, I just am full wigger.
Do you think you're going to do it?
100%.
It's going to go like full like MC Search?
I'll be dressing like an African immigrant.
Dude, if you get dumped, you should... you know you won't, first of all. If you get dumped, you might have to cut an LP or an EP, whichever one it is.
If I get broken up with one more time, dude,
you might start rapping.
My sneaker game is out of this world
you're
right
now. You're a sneakerhead, dude.
Every time I get dumped, I go buy a fucking black pair of shoes.
you should switch it up and start going full suits.
You think I should wear it? What do you mean? Full, like
I'm talking
three
like
three piece?
I'm talking like P. Diddy shiny suits, dude, with like a skinny tie.
I'm one more
and
heartbreak.
Air Force One.
I'm one
suit.
More heartbreak away from that fucking bag suit that they wore in the Money More Problems video.
yeah, you got it, man.
Well, we'll see. I'm just, you know me, dude. I'm just a lover. I'm out here just trying to find it.
Exactly. What you gonna do, dude?
I just put my heart out there.
That's all you can do. Don't ever take it back inside, dude. Leave it out there.
It's tough not to. It's tough to not get
icy. It's broken, dude.
Icy and cold.
Yeah, man. Same applies in a long relationship. Except it inevitably dies.
You better chill, bro.
No, dude. Me and Bay are stronger than ever.
You and Bay are stronger than ever. I'm happy about that.
Something does die, though.
What, when you're together?
Well, it's
time?
Like,
yeah, of course.
Well, it's just a portion of it. Basically, the excitement of being single as you're in a relationship for a long time that totally and just unequivocally dies.
Yeah.
And you feel it die. That was my first marriage. I felt you feel the naughty bee die inside you. And it's
naughty
a fucking
bee dies,
painful
dude. It's
death.
A sad
dude.
Death.
It's a death. It's a painful death, but.
Because it's still in there. The naughty bee bucks.
Oh, it never goes away, dude.
As
it never goes
can.
Away. I knew a dude who used to. Once every 6 months, he would tell his wife, like, I got to go away for 3 weeks, and he would do a bunch of blow and fuck hookers, and he would come back. And eventually his cocaine problem got out of control, and it wasn't a good problem. It wasn't a good way for him to do
it. Wasn't a great plan.
He had to move away from the area.
He had to let the naughty bee out, and it just got loose. It ran wild on him.
The naughty bee took over, dude.
That happens.
I remember he was like, I just got to tear off every now and again. I remember I was younger. He was older than me, and I was like, yeah, maybe that's one way of doing it. And like 2 years later, the guy like called me. He's like, I had to move to Georgia, man. Shit got too fucked up. I was like, oh, fuck. All right. At least I can scratch that one out of my fucking playbook.
That's a terrible play.
Bad idea, dude. But yeah, man. But then it's like, you know, fucking naughty beatness. You get too old. If you get too old, dude, you get too old too fast. You're not fucking flipping up Pluto tattoos, dude, searching for the stars on chicks' shoulders.
Yeah.
He was just a nerd. That was a whole different situation. But yeah, going like long-term Jeff Cap, shark tooth necklace, that's a tough road to hoe. But, I mean, it's pretty sick, too.
Full naughty bee forever?
Forever, dude. Full naughty bee forever.
You have to be a fucking, you have to be doing something real cool to be a full naughty bee forever. Like if you're just working a regular job and you're a full naughty bee in like your 40s or 50s.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a rough
time.
You
gotta be something sick, like a high school gym teacher.
You gotta be a high school
with,
gym
like, unlimited
teacher.
Unlimited access to fucking hot bitches. I knew someone who ended up marrying his ex-gym student.
Really?
Had an affair.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
That's sick, dude. Yeah, he naughty beat out?
He had to. I think his bae naughty gal at first.
She was a fucking BBG.
That was the return of the fucking naughty bee. He came, he struck back hard. That's his ultimate. He fucking knocked the king down with the queen. It was just like, watch out. How about this?
Yeah, but Boston was fucking sick.
Of course.
Naughty bee ran wild, dude. I was running wild. Out there on the plane.
That's nice. You went in for shelter for a little bit, dude. Yeah. Fucking old catch and release, dude. Yeah. Are you sad, bro?
No.
No.
Why?
I thought you were fucking cutting the chat.
No, I'm not sad at all.
Yeah.
I'm actually, dude, I wigged out at the Air Force Ones.
Sounds awesome.
It's fucking sick. This is Naughty Bee City right now.
That's all you can do. Ride harder. Revert, dude. Just buy cooler fucking clothes. I don't
keep
know.
Going to Foot Locker, staring at shoes for